Hello, my name is Johnny, storyteller. I have a story from the Book of God. Title of my story is Suffering Because of Obedience, Jeremiah. Years after Isaiah foretold about the suffering Savior, God gave a message to a new spokesman. God said, Jeremiah, before you were born, I chose you to be my messenger. Go where I send you and say what I tell you. Jeremiah replied, O Lord God, I can't speak for you. I am too young. God replied, Don't say I am too young. Leaders of the country will fight against you and abuse you, but don't be afraid. I am with you. God told Jeremiah, Tell my people, because you have worshipped idols and broken the sacred agreements, another nation will come to attack you and take you away from your land. Turn away from this evil and do the right thing. But the people refuse to repent and to turn away from their disobedience. God responded by saying, I will punish your sins, but because of our sacred agreement, one day I will return my people to this land and I will send my people a savior. Jeremiah went and took the message God gave him. He was beaten and imprisoned, but Jeremiah continued to faithfully tell God's message to the people. Just as God said, the enemy came and attacked Jerusalem and they left. Jeremiah warned the king. God says, the enemy will return again to Jerusalem and capture it and burn it down. Jeremiah tried to leave the city to take care of his family's property, but he was arrested instead. A city guard accused him of trying to run away to be with the enemy's camp. Jeremiah was beaten and thrown into an underground prison for many, many days. When he was finally brought to the king, Jeremiah begged the king. He said, Please, don't take me back down into that prison, or else I will die. The king moved him to a different prison. Despite all his sufferings, Jeremiah continued to tell what God has told him to the people. He said, This is what God says. If you surrender to the attackers, you will live. But if you stay in the city, you will die. When the officials heard this, they went to the king and said, Oh, this is treason. He must be put to death. The officials arrested Jeremiah and they put him in a pit of water, which is muddy, and left him there to suffer. The king later moved Jeremiah to a different prison. Just as God said through Jeremiah, the invaders attacked Jerusalem. They captured the city and burned it down. God's people who survived the attack were taken away as prisoners into exile. But Jeremiah, who was faithful to speaking God's message, was taken away to Egypt. This is a story from the Book of God. Thank you.